What's going on, everyone? Welcome to episode 21 of the 217 cast with Mac and Miles. It is a beautiful Monday here in Cincinnati. The snow is melting. We are out of the winter wonderland. Mac, what's up, buddy?
Not a whole lot, man. Been working all day, enjoying. It's a little gloomy out there, but enjoying the weather overall. I love the snow. I love the freezing cold for a little bit, but after a little while, it gets tiring. You're ready for to be able to drive and to get your car washed so the paint doesn't get eaten away by the salt. So.
I washed my car yesterday because I was tired of it. I knew it was going to be somewhat warm today. I couldn't deal with that much salt anymore.
Yeah, I think we're looking like 40s, 50s throughout this week. So yep. It'll be really nice.
Spring is almost here.
For sure. All right. So this week we're going to be talking about Google My Business, which I'm really excited about. I've been put on a new project where I get to dive very deep into it. And I researched a lot today all about it. And we've been using it for 217 and some other clients. And we are slowly but surely getting the hang of it and getting some clients off the ground. And it's a super powerful tool.
It is. And it's right. It's a amazing tool. You know, you Google a business nowadays and you see, you know, right there on the side of the screen, you know, name, phone number, email address. There's an email address. The coolest thing for me is like when I look at a restaurant, you can see like, when are they most busy? Right. Like that's always one that I always take a look at. And I'm like, okay, cool. I can plan my day around eating here. But like at like a high level, like explain to the folks, what is Google My Business?
So a lot of people have this misconception that Google My Business is a digital yellow pages. You know, you go on, you list your business, you put your address in, maybe you upload a logo, and just put kind of, all the basic stuff in from, you know, a common term for this is NAP, N-A-P. So name, address, phone number. But that's totally wrong. Google My Business, needs to be treated like a new social media platform. Because it really is. You're going to be able to update your customers just as quickly as you'd be able to on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, wherever you are, TikTok. You'll be able to update them through Google. And when they're searching, they're more likely to be taking the time to read, see what your offers are, see what your new hours are. Maybe if you're closed for a holiday, it'll let them know. You can add special hours, all kinds of great stuff like that. So overall, I would say it is kind of a social media platform in a sense, because you can engage with your customers through reviews. They also have messaging capabilities. So you can message the business. Their customers can message the business and ask them all kinds of questions and other stuff like that. So yeah, that's a kind of a large overview of Google My Business.
And it's pretty easy to set up too, right? Like, I mean, Google.com/business, right? And then you can sort of start to insert some basic things, right? They'll verify, make sure this business is at this address or whatever, you know, Google knows everything. So they figure it out pretty quick. And then from there, you know, you can start adding all of those lists, those social medias, anything you kind of want to make public for the people. And like you said, right, it should be treated like a social media, right? It's not just a yellow pages for a phone number. It truly is, hey, what's happening right now? Do we have, you know, we're a concert venue. We have someone cool coming through. We're a food venue. We're having a food eating competition soon, right? Like it's a really cool way to keep your people up to date. And at the same time, you're listed on Google. So you can pretty much, someone types your name in, more than likely you're going to come up, right? Like you're going to be able to see everything, hours of operation, reviews that people have left, right? For such a fairly simple setup, right? So many people are not utilizing it to its full potential.
Yeah, I mean, it's completely free, which is kind of mind-blowing because it is super powerful and it is going to help you with the local SEO. But especially in like times of COVID and you know, unprecedented times, as you know, many people are calling them, keeping your customers or prospective customers up to date is super important, and it's super easy to do through Google My Business. And like, there's a ton of stuff that you can do to optimize it. And if you don't have a website, Google My Business is a great place to start. And they also even offer a website builder. I'm not going to say it's the best website builder out there just because it is pretty simple. And you're not going to be able to dive in and really make a website that you really love on there. I mean, you might enjoy it, but it's just not going to be the best. That does come from my bias of being a web designer. in a sense. But yeah, it is super powerful. And when you start playing the game that Google is playing, you're going to start getting better results. You know, if you're like, oh, Google my business, whatever, I went on there and put my name on and my phone number and address, and that's good enough. Well, yeah, but when Google doesn't see that you're interacting with them, they're not going to want to, you know, push you to the top. They want the best performing businesses showing up over and over.
You mentioned SEO earlier. Like, I'm a small business. I'm set up on Google My Business. Is there a way to like optimize my SEO and optimize kind of how people find me, or is it solely based off my name?
Yeah. So you're going to be able to, when you set up a Google My Business, you're going to be able to set yourself up in a category. And so for example, 217 is set up as a marketing agency. Underneath that, you're able to add certain tags. So you might, if you're a coffee shop, you're going to be able to, you know, maybe tag what your specialty is in, or if you're a gym, you might just be a gym, or you might also offer be a spa, nail salon, all that stuff. And you're going to be able to put those tags below fitness center. Maybe you choose that category. There's thousands of categories on Google My Business, and making sure that you go through and really dive deep and look to be the right one. One really great example I saw was somebody was a nail salon, but there's a cosmetology tag in there or category that they could have put themselves in, but it's super important not to put yourself in the cosmetology category and put yourself in the nail salon category. Because when other people are going and looking up nail salons, well, you're not in that category, so you're not going to start popping up first. You're going to be kind of maybe down the list further, or, you know, they're going to have to search cosmetology, which is very different. And so there's like a lot of minute details that you can dive into and that you should really take the time to optimize it. But yeah, you don't have to, it's not going to be solely based off your name. So for example, for us, the chances of somebody searching 217 Digital is pretty slim unless they actually know the brand, they know the podcast.
Right.
But if they're looking for a marketing agency in Cincinnati, Ohio, now that we're under the marketing agency category, that is, it's much more powerful. And if we have a lot of reviews, whether good or bad, you know, good and bad reviews are both great things. Good reviews, you can go on, say, thank you for, you know, coming to my business. We appreciate the support. We're really happy that you're happy with our service. Bad reviews, you go on, say, hey, we're really sorry to hear this. What could we have done to make that 3-star, that 2-star review, a 5-star review next time? And so Google is going to say, oh man, now they're actually engaging with their audience. And so just like any other social media platform, when you have higher engagement and then you're actually responding to them, you're going to start getting pushed up or shown more on the list.
It's amazing, right? Like you said, like Google is really starting to optimize the people who value Google as a platform. And I think that's the crazy thing too, is like, Google is starting to become more of a platform than a search engine, right? Like, it is truly a platform, right? We think about maps. We have maps. We think about, you know, all these different things that Google has now started to implement. And as a small business, right, if it's a free option to do that, why wouldn't you? Like, right? Like, thinking about like all the things that it can do and the way it can drive traffic to your business, you know, something you care so much about, like, why would you not put yourself out there?
Right. Yeah. I mean, why wouldn't you if it's free? And then like, so think about this, like they used to have Google Plus, that was their social media,
yep,
and they gave it a good run and it didn't really work out that well, but this is the Google Plus for businesses, you know, and why not hop on, you know, any social media platform that is going to give you a lot of organic growth. Like we talked about before, TikTok and LinkedIn are the best. What's that new one? It's kind of like a radio.
Patreon?
Not Patreon. Patreon is big as well. Clubhouse. I don't know if you've heard. Clubhouse is becoming big. You know, hop on there. Hop on these platforms that are going to give you really good organic growth. But yeah, I mean, Google My Business. It's like I said, there's a lot of minute details. So take your time going through it. But get on there, get your business on there. It's going to help you grow tremendously. It's going to help you break out of plateaus. And then they also have like insights. They give you the insights of, you know, how many people searched for you directly, how many people saw your listing from a search they had. And then how many clicks, how many phone calls, all that kind of stuff is going to be in their insights category. So I
have access to all those insights as the owner.
Yeah. You're going to be able to see it all. And if you're a multi-location business, and you know, maybe you own like 3 or 4 coffee shops, you can go in, set it up, and then you can add new locations. Just right there on the left side of the window, you can add new locations. And like, it'll pretty much duplicate everything. You'll have to do some different things, but add the address, add, you know, if it's the same phone number, different phone number, that kind of stuff. But yeah, as the business owner, and then you, if you want to hire somebody, and you can go in, have them completely manage this for you. Again, you can post photos, all kinds of stuff. But it's super important to get your logo on there, get a cover photo, all that stuff.
It's something we always like to talk about is retargeting too. And so if they're in my insights already and I can actively message somebody, you know, into their Google account, like it makes it so much easier to put a strategy together, right? You know where your people are, you know what they're saying, what do they like or not like about whatever it is that I'm doing. And you can just change so much and provide so much more value, because now you, instead of, you know, having just a blank face, you are interacting with your customers.
Exactly. And right from the control panel of Google My Business, you're able to actually start running ads on Google using AdWords. So that you know, when people search for your something similar, now you have an advertisement at the top of the screen, or same thing with Google Maps, you're able to advertise on there. And with Google AdWords, I mean, it's their simple, they have two different platforms. There's a pretty simple one. And then there's a pretty in-depth platform. That simple platform is just as powerful. And you know, you can start boosting your business up and those listings even higher, even quicker, and getting more and more traction. So it is free, and they don't require you to pay for it. But if you want to be at the very top every time, you can start paying for it, and it'll say add next to it, but people still click on it and you'll still start getting business from it.
Tell me a little bit about Neil Patel, Mac, kind of who he is, what he thinks about it, kind of what he's written over the past couple of months about Google My Business.
Yeah, Neil Patel is, I would say, one of the greatest marketers of our time. If you search digital marketing on Google, his website is the first one that pops up organically. He has so many different articles on everything marketing, whether it's paid advertising, content marketing, but he's really known for his SEO. And I love his tool. It's called Uber Suggest. But, you know, I think he says it best. He says, not claiming and optimizing your Google My Business listing is like saying no thanks to someone offering you a free digital sign for your restaurant right off a highway exit. I mean, if I came to you and I said, hey, and you'll know this, you know, the people in Cincinnati will know this. There's that big electronic billboard right off the Martin Luther King Jr. Way or road up there in Clifton. There's that big electronic billboard. If I said to you, hey, do you want a free advertisement on that for your business? And you seriously, and you looked at me and said, nah, I'm good. I'm like, there's no strings attached. Nah, I'm good. Like, this is free advertising. Yeah. People, your business will start recognizing you. No, I'm good. Anybody else around that heard that would look at you like you were crazy, because you are. And so really, by not going and claiming this, I mean, and like I said, there's a lot of details, but I told you to take your time. But you don't have to sit there for hours and hours and hours. You know, go on there once a week, or from the very start, go spend an hour, just an hour setting it up. And really, to claim your business, it's going to take you about 10 minutes. You got to put your name, phone number, address in. They're going to send you a postcard with a code on it. You'll go back and type the code on. Just, it's a way to verify that you're actually the person that owns and runs that business. But then go back in and set up some stuff for an hour, make sure you're in the right category, all that good stuff. And then maybe 30 minutes a week, go back, respond to reviews, add a photo of your business, just the outside or inside. Talk about the amenities you offer. If you're a coffee place, say you offer free Wi-Fi. If you're a gym, say that you have a spa and a hot tub and a pool and all the good stuff. You know, go in and just make sure that you're being very clear, and letting people, you know, get to know you. It's, I can't stress it enough. It's free. go set up your Google My Business listing, google.com/business.
And it's just a way to be more visible, right? Like we all, you know, remember the days of going to coffee shops and local mom and pop shop. They know your name, your order's ready, right? Like this allows you to do that. You get to know your customers on an intimate level. If you really are interacting, having dialogue, taking their suggestion too. That's a big thing that I think people are starting to realize with small businesses is, hey, you know, my clients are asking for this. Let's do a cool thing, you know, that we can do. And yeah, like, let's just leverage what the people are asking for. I think that's something too, that's been coming out of COVID is like so many companies are now starting to really hear their customers and understanding what is it that our people want, what makes them tick? How do we respond to social issues? How do we respond to whatever it might be? Right. But like, there's more of a lens to the customer now than there's ever been.
Yeah. And you know, transparency is key, and, you know, it's super important to, for your customers to know your face, especially as a small business. So I think it Google My Business is a great way just to do that. Like you were saying.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. It's a tool. We use it. You know, we love it. Like Max said, we've had it set up. We're in there. We wouldn't be telling you guys about it if it wasn't something that we utilized. It truly is a tool that allows us to have just so much interaction, so much touch, and gets us in Google, right? Google, you can type in anything you want into Google and something's always going to come up. So just having that freedom too, knowing that it's free freedom, huh? But knowing that it's free allows you to just truly make your impact wider for the communities that you serve.
Yeah. And I truly believe that they have so many business categories in there.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Because every business can use it. Real estate, coffee shops, gyms. I mean, I keep coming back to coffee shops and gyms, but, nail salons, you know, mortgage companies. One of our clients who sells Amish barns, you know, he's on there. It's helpful for him. I mean, everybody, literally everybody, they have those categories for a reason. Whether you're an installer, you offer service, you offer products. And then also, I mean, if you're an e-commerce store, it's still good to get on there because it helps with local SEO a ton. However, you don't have to be a local business to utilize it, you know, and like we said, play Google's games and you'll start getting views. If you're e-commerce, they're going to say, okay, they're actually taking our game serious. You know, we're going to pop up their website just a little bit higher. So it'll help you there as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Free tools at your disposal as a small business. What else can you ask for?
Yeah, we love the free tools. We love helping you guys out in any way we can, and especially when we can save you guys some money and get some eyes on your business.
Yep. So, what else you got for the folks?
That's all I got today. I mean, I think it's going to be a shorter one. I want to hear from them. I want them to email us. I want them to interact with us on social. Google us, 217 Digital, and hop on there and
make sure Google My Business stuff looks good.
Yeah, get on us if it doesn't. But I want to hear from them. I want to hear what they want to hear from us. You know, we're working on getting some guests. You know, I was reaching out to some this week and we're struggling to align sometimes, but it's in the works. We're going to get some guests. I'm really excited for what's to come.
Yeah, a lot to come, a lot on the horizon. Trying to, again, like we said, get back in that rhythm, get excited, get you guys up to speed again, and really put out some great content.
Exactly. All right, guys, we will catch you next week for episode 22. We don't have a plan yet, but it's going to be a good one.
Here we go, guys. Thanks again. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.